Americans are seeing more homeless camps, especially in cities here on the West Coast with high housing prices. With the spread of the illegal camps, an argument has broken out about how tolerant cities should be. NPR's Martin Costi has the story from Seattle.
The argument over these camps got a lot more urgent here a couple of weeks ago because of something that happened along this section of I-5. At about 5 a.m., a car veered off the roadway and up onto the green strip and plowed straight into a cluster of tents. A young homeless man died, and Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray stopped by the scene a few hours later.
It is obvious that we cannot allow people to stay in places that are not safe for them.
The city has tried being more aggressive about clearing out illegal campsites, especially after five people were shot, two of them killed, in a notorious camp called The Jungle back in January. But the city's sweeps, as they're called, quickly ran into an angry backlash from homeless activists.
Stand up for your rights! Stand up for your rights!
And this anger got a lot of sympathy from the members of Seattle's city council, such as Socialist Council member Shama Swant.
The city is spending literally millions of dollars on moving homeless people from one street corner to the next, increasing their hardship and not solving the problem.
So now the city council may go in the opposite direction. It's considering giving campers more rights to stay where they are, and even city services such as garbage pickup.
Seattle, frankly, needs adult supervision.
People like Mark Malosha think this is all getting way too tolerant. He's a Republican state senator running for state auditor, and a day after the death along the freeway, he called a press conference in a park near the Space Needle, using the homeless people there as a backdrop for the news cameras.
This is lawlessness. I believe it will attract tens of thousands of people to our state, and our jungles will get even worse.
But does tolerating the camps really make them worse? Advocates for the homeless often push back against this question. Barbara Poppy is a prominent national expert, and she says the tolerate camps or not dilemma will go away if cities do a better job understanding why people are out camping to begin with.
The problem we have right now is that there isn't a real option offered for folks to be any place other than where they are. So if we move to a strategy that makes real offers of stable housing, what we will see is those individuals who have not yet accepted an offer of housing eventually will accept an offer of housing.
Poppy says cities should move toward the new philosophy of housing first. That means offering permanent shelter with fewer barriers, for instance, dropping the requirement that people be sober. Other cities have had success with this, and Seattle may try it. Still, alongside Interstate 5, a panhandler named Tim Jackson says he doubts better services would be enough to get rid of these camps.
Now, the people who really want to get off the street out here in Seattle, they can get off the street. With the services that Seattle provides, Seattle got more services than all those other places that I've been to.
At the same time, Jackson is glad that the city now seems to be backing off the sweeps. He says he moved here because Seattle is more permissive, and he thinks these camps should just be left alone.
Regular citizens don't really want the homeless people around them. Well, most of us don't want to be around regular citizens, really. So we can have our own little, you know, city or neighborhood. They can have their neighborhood, and we can just meet up at the grocery store or something.
And those separate neighborhoods keep growing. Even on the green strip where the young man was killed 2 weeks ago, the tents are already back. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.